This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Several locations in the city of St. Louis where the outdoor tornado sirens never sounded.
Starting today, City Emergency Management Commissioner Sarah Russell says assessment teams will be checking outdoor warning sirens that never sounded. But Russell says people should not rely on the sirens alone.
We're making sure that we're trying to have everybody have redundant ways. This is one of the reasons why we stress this so much. Something can happen with any of these systems. We've seen cellular outages take out cell systems that would impact some of the other systems we use.
Russell says it's important that everyone have more than one form of notification, not only for weather, but other emergencies. And the commissioner understands people do not like to download apps.
Or have their alerts on to receive like Amber Alerts overnight or even at all. So I want to encourage people to make sure that you check your phones, make sure that you haven't opted out of the wireless emergency alerts.
Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
I'm Stuart McMillan. The death toll in the city of St. Louis stands at 5 following Friday's tornadoes. Victims range in the age from 30 to 80, with 4 deaths in North St. Louis and 1 in Carondelet Park. 38 people were injured, and a citywide curfew was in effect overnight. City crews are clearing roads and assessing damage to the estimated 5,000 buildings.
The sounds of crews at the St. Louis Zoo on Sunday busy removing downed trees. The zoo was closed for a second day due to storm damage and parts of Forest Park decimated by tree loss. The park was quite busy with people enjoying a gorgeous day. John Tamblin drove over from Illinois. He says the saddest impact of the storm is obviously loss of life, but noted just how many trees are gone.
The buildings will be rebuilt. When you see the trees down, it's really a very sad thing. It'll never look the same, you know, as it did before, and that's difficult as well.
Teresa Eppert teaches at St. Michael's in Clayton, and the storm hit Friday just as school was letting out.
We immediately went to the basement of the school, and we knew when it hit because our ears popped. And that's a solid structure. And thank God. Because all the children are safe, and that was our major concern, is all the kids. So,
Eppert says when the sunlight came through the basement, everyone went upstairs and saw a devastating scene. Teachers, cars crushed, windows blown out.
We had two parents were in carpool waiting, and they said their cars literally lifted up and slammed down. Their windows were shattered, and they were, like, in shock. I mean, one parent was drenched, soaking wet, and I didn't put it all together when I saw her, and I'm like, why are you wet? It just didn't make sense because it was shocking.
The storms knocked down part of Centennial Christian Church in Fountain Park. Derek Perkins shares how the congregation and neighbors reacted to the damage.
The members of the congregation are here. Some are here. Some are wondering. Some can't get here. And then the community around Centennial, they're very much like members here, too, because we do so much together. So there are some of us here just in shock, looking for what's going to happen next and how do we heal and how do we continue to be the church and society today.
There was also significant damage to homes around the church in Fountain Park, snapping many trees in half and knocking down the Martin Luther King Jr. statue. Still ahead, St. Louis City Fire Chief Dennis Jenkerson will join Hancock and Kelly. I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.